Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good, and He is truly, authentically, mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. God is good, folks, and we got it made in Him. God is good, and He thinks of everything. Every time we go forward in life to do good, as we go forward to do good, the enemy has plans against us. And Isaiah chapter 60 talked about how a darkness has covered the earth. We've been dealing with that this month. And this is the last broadcast of 2019. And we're getting ready for a wonderful new year. Now, this broadcast was recorded in November. But we're about to see the return of Christ. I don't know when He's coming, so in case He comes before this broadcast airs, we need to be ready when He comes. We need to have a prepared heart. It's all about love, folks. It's all about loving God. These end times, Christians are looking at the end times in a refreshing way. We know that our Savior is about to come. And all the sins we see is going to be destroyed once and for all. He's going to judge it. And sometimes people may feel like, well, Christians just trying to use these things as a revelation, as a scare tactic. But it's not about trying to scare you into submission. Jesus is coming whether we're prepared or not to receive Him. He's got to come, and He's going to come. But the warning is this: you can love God. That's the good part. It's not about being scared. It's about loving God and doing what's right, and then He can bless you. You can bless Him. Salvation, it destroys our sin condition. And then you're going to have, if you love God, when you respond to His love, you begin to love Him. And you're going to see for yourself that He loves you. Now, you heard people say He loves you, but people are mean. And they treat you mean. And people act mean. Sometimes even Christian people can seem mean. But God loves you. Don't be mean to God. Don't be mean. You stop being mean to God is don't be mean to mankind. Love everybody. That's what Jesus told us to do. Treat people like you want to be treated. Don't do anybody wrong. Love everybody. Everybody is important in God's eyes. Even the wicked, even mean people. Now, you have to deal with wicked people differently than you do people that care about you. And I learned that when you love people that don't love you, you can pray for them. You can pray for their eyes to be open. You can remit their sin. And Henry Groover did a wonderful job about teaching people how to remit sins. You pray and ask them, you're remitting their sins, and that helps them, the weight of all their sin activity. It kind of gives them relief from it for a moment so that God can make them aware of spiritual things. And some people will say, who in the world is Henry Groover? Go to YouTube and type in Henry Groover videos on YouTube. And all of them are wonderful testimonies. And you can learn from him. And if you love God and you want to learn, that's a good, wonderful man of God to listen to. And Henry Groover went on to be with the Lord a few weeks ago. But his videos are still on YouTube. Nevertheless, when you can pray for people that don't like you. See, if they fall in love with God, they're not going to be an enemy against you anymore. And it doesn't matter who it is. Now, they may or may not repent. That doesn't matter. Love them anyway. You don't have to go around responding to every little problem people create. You are rich in Christ. We are complete in Him. He's going to supply you with whatever you need. Whatever people have stolen, whatever you've lost in this life, God is able to give you the wisdom to live, and you'll regain everything you lost over time. And if you pray for people and if you operate in kindness, and if you seek to be a blessing to people, you're going to have treasures in heaven. Treasures in heaven that cannot decay. Can't be stolen from you. There are no thieves in heaven. No thieves are going to heaven. You got to be saved to go to heaven. And people that are saved don't do all those evil things against you. But when people get saved, we ended the last broadcast talking about how we have to work out our own salvation. When you get saved, you have a new heart. You got the same old mind and the same body that wants the same things. But the Holy Spirit will help you as you receive God's word in your heart. He'll help you understand how he'll show you how to live, not just obey God, but thrive in life, how to make good decisions, how to use the countermeasures we talked about. Now, all these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. You can catch up to where we are now. Every broadcast is on newlivingletters.com, and the website is free. You can access it with any kind of smartphone, tablet, or a laptop, PC, computer, iPad, whatever. And it'll download the broadcast to your device, and you can listen to it whenever you want to. And it's free. The download is free. You just got to go on there and do it and listen to it. Now, God loves us, so moving along, He talked about in Isaiah how the darkness covered the earth. We'll look at that again right quick. Isaiah chapter 60. And this is important to understand. Sometimes ministers in my era of life, my daddy was a pastor, people didn't teach you warfare. I learned that as an adult. Denominational churches kind of touched on warfare. They didn't really teach you how to do warfare. Pentecostal and holiness teachers, they taught more about warfare. Faith churches taught a lot more about warfare. And then, even though people are taught about it, most people don't practice spiritual warfare. So for this reason, a darkness has covered the earth. And this darkness includes everybody's activity that operates according to the world. All the thoughts, comments, actions, comments, actions, thoughts of the world work together to create this darkness. Ignorance. Darkness can thrive in ignorance because nobody know how to stop it. Lack of wisdom. The enemy can get one over on you when you're not wise. That's why people co-sign for their friends and their friends don't pay the bill. And, you know, even if they had good intentions, the enemy will come and hinder them from paying their way to hinder you. The wisdom of the Proverbs will help secure your life. Again, when you get saved and love God, God will give you true information to live by, so that you can have a better life. God didn't give you all this disaster you have to deal with. That comes from not knowing God and making choices. And, you know, you're trying to do your best, but you're outclassed by an enemy that you can't see. That's why you have to learn spiritual warfare. And the Word of God will teach you how to do it. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 says, "Arise, shine, for thy light is come." This is Jesus come. He came. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and His glory shall be seen upon thee. Now, let's go back to Genesis again. The reason I brought that up is because the darkness has formed. So let's go back to where darkness started for mankind. That's Genesis chapter 3. verse 1. We're going to look at verse 1. But before we do, understand this darkness, people are trying, when we get saved, we're breaking through the darkness. When we renew our mind in the Lord, we're breaking through the darkness, and we live better and then better. And as we learn, we live better. As we receive what God is saying and practice it, our activity changes. Instead of doing negative things, we do positive things. Instead of being hateful, we're loving. Instead of being lazy, we become active. And all these things work together to help you break through the darkness. If you love God, but you're lazy, you won't read the word, you won't work, you won't do things that you won't do the activity that will help you break through your darkness. All the wrong thoughts and actions of your parents, not accusing them, but the negative things they did, gets in your heart. But when you start learning God's word, you start breaking through the darkness that you learned from them. Not saying anything bad about them, but that's just, if a person do what's wrong or don't do what's positive, that can get in your heart. People that are raised by people who happen to be lazy, they may be wonderful, sweet people, but they're lazy. To be diligent, they'll have to dig deep to be diligent, to break through the darkness of laziness, or just like the darkness of slander. If you're around people who slander people, it'll be hard for you to bridle your tongue and break through the darkness. The word of God will help you break through the darkness so that you don't slander people, talk about people. And people who are people who are skeptical. All right, if you're raised by people who are very skeptical, it'll be hard for you to trust God because you're skeptical of positive things. Or maybe you can trust God, but people who are skeptical or doubtful, you have to break through that darkness. Any form of darkness, you have to break through. Now, let's look at where it started. In Genesis chapter 1, it says, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, has God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die." Now, she was going by what Adam told her. And the serpent said unto the woman, "Ye shall not surely die, for God does know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Now watch this. And the eyes of them both were open. See, after he did eat, the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Now, why did they just then, they knew that they were naked? Before, they were clothed with the glory of God. If you saw Adam before he ate off the tree, you wouldn't have saw his body. You would have saw the glory of God emanating from him, just like the glory of God was on Moses' face. But now they know they're naked, and they were ashamed, and they sewed fig leaves together to hide, so they could walk around. They were not used to being naked. See, when they sinned, the glory of God departed. This is why we have to break through the darkness. We were made in light, and now we're in darkness. Now we're born in darkness, but God had mercy on man. The reason for this broadcast is to show you that you can break through the darkness. The darkness is not your death sentence. If you believe on Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus made you righteous, but the word of God will help you break through every form of darkness. When people try to just go about their business and do good, That's just like Adam sewing fig leaves together. They didn't want to appear naked, so they sewed fig leaves together. All your best efforts without the knowledge of God is the same thing as you sewing fig leaves together. The fig leaves, it can't keep you living forever. You're going to die now. The blood of Jesus took care of that problem. But learning God's word will take care of the rest of them and apply it. You can't just learn God's word. You have to do it. If you do God's word, you're going to grow from glory to glory, from glory to glory. And you're going to change and you're going to do better. And what you're going to have to do now is get used to doing things God's way. He's not trying to hijack your life. He's not trying to take the good and fun things out of your life. In fact, he's trying to give you a better life with greater things. That's more fun than you can ever imagine. Heaven is fun, folks. It's better than any earthly amusement park. It's better than any resort. It's better than any cruise. Even the things that's, if you just went to a park in heaven, it's better than anything on this earth. Wherever you go is better than anything you know of. The word says, eyes not seen nor ear heard. But right now you need to break through the darkness. Don't listen to bad advice anymore. Don't listen to satanic advice. Don't live your life by atheist advice. Don't live your life by backslidden Christian advice. Don't live your life by religions of man advice. You'll end up in hell listening to a cold religion. That's fig leaves. How long will a fig leaf soup last? I'm gonna tell you what's gonna happen. It's gonna dry up and it's gonna tear up. Just like all core religions, just like everything that man produces. Man can't live forever, and nothing he makes can live forever. Even if he make a stone statue, the wind and the rain will mar it. And given enough time, you won't even recognize what it was. But God, everything God makes lasts forever. Salvation lasts forever. Religion systems of man, they don't last forever, and they can't. Put your trust in what's holy. Put your trust in what God did. Put your trust in the covenant God made with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. And then the prayers that Jesus prayed for you. When you get saved, all the prayers of Jesus applies to you. All of them. Walk in the light. Step out of the darkness. The darkness is defeatable. The darkness is always and always will be defeatable. Let's continue on. The eyes of them both was open. This is verse 7. And they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. They run around with fig leaf aprons. That's the same thing that man's best advice is, a fig leaf apron. It'll do you a little good, but not for long. Verse 8, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou was naked? This is God talking. Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said to the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. Now watch this part. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed, talking to the serpent, and her seed. And he's also talking to Satan. And this shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Just like there's enmity between man and snake, there's enmity between people of Satan and people of God. I'm going to say that again. Just like there's enmity between man and snake, man and serpent, there's the identical enmity between God's people and people who love the world, which is Satan's people. The darkness is defeatable. Unto the woman, he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow in thy conception. In sorrow shalt thou bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. This is the curse. Women who get saved, believing on Jesus Christ, they are complete in Christ, and their perception is totally different. The curse is gone at that point. The curse is gone. They can look to Jesus and be a blessing to their husband. Now listen, but those who don't get saved, they're just, their curse still remain. And they'll be needy. But those who look to Jesus will stop being needy. They don't need a husband. They may think they do, but they can look to Jesus and live a full life, whether they're married or not. I'll talk about that more later. He said, and to Adam, he said, because thou hast hearkened to the voice of thy wife and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return to the ground, for out of it was thou taken, for dust shalt thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Unto Adam also, and to his wife, did the Lord God make coats of skin and clothe them. Now, the Lord loves us, so he put countermeasures in place. It's up to us to use them and go forward. He gave us his word that we may live a strong life. We can defeat all forms of darkness by the living word of God. And that's what we're supposed to do. That's what we're designed to do. Why do you think every religion has a problem with Jesus? I'm going to tell you why. Every people that don't love God are nervous when you speak the name of Jesus, because that's where Satan has to halt. That's where he stops. He can't go beyond. It's impossible for him to go beyond Jesus. When you speak the name of Jesus, Satan has to stop. In Acts, there were seven sons of Sceva, a priest. I think he was a priest or maybe a Pharisee, but he was religious according to man. And they tried to rebuke a demon like Paul did. And the demon jumped on him and beat him and drove him off torn and naked. They said, Paul, we know. And Jesus, we know, but who are you? They recognized the fact that Paul had authority because he was washed in the blood. He believed on Jesus. People who are washed in the blood are powerful. Even baby Christians, they're more powerful than they realize. And Satan walks nervously around people that love God, that's washed in the blood. And that's why the people are nervous, just like he is. Just like people that don't love God, they're nervous against Jesus. When you speak the name of Jesus, the demons that's tied to their life are nervous, and they get nervous with him. Because Satan has no authority over God's people. If you study Psalms chapter 2, it says, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? And they set counsel against God's anointed, who is Jesus. But see, in those days, they didn't know the seed of woman was a mystery. The seed of woman is Jesus. Remember, God put enmity between Satan's seed and her seed. Jesus is for us. Satan is against everybody, even the people that he utilized. Satan don't like sinners because they're still made in God's image. If you're a Satan worshiper, if you're a witch and you worship Satan, well, that's what a witch is, a Satan worshiper. And you die, Satan will scratch your eyes out. Because you're still made in God's image. If you're a Muslim, and he promised you all the 72 virgins, and you die, he'll scratch your eyes out. If you're a terrorist that killed Christians, and you die, the demons on your life will hurt you. If you're a bank robber and don't believe in God, and you get shot and you die, the demons that tempted you to rob and steal and kill will destroy you. Do I make myself clear? If you're a backslidden preacher that preach, you'll go to heaven no matter what. You've changed God's word. You've deceived people wrong. You've taught people wrong. When you die, the enemy will scratch your eyes out. Again and again, they will destroy you. They'll beat you forever. Everybody that go to hell gets tormented. That's why Jesus said, the fire is an everlasting fire and the worm don't die. I don't want people to go there. I really don't want people to go to hell. I don't want nobody to choose to go to hell. When you can choose to go to heaven. That's why God sent me to tell you these things. I'm highly motivated to help you not go there. But I can't make your choice for you. I can tell you about the Lord, his rudiments, his strategies. I can show you your countermeasures. I can teach you the word of God. I can only help equip you to know what to do. You got to do it. Either you're going to do it or you're not. But if you do, God is going to move mightily in your life. If you don't, then you're going to find out that everything I was saying was true and you won't be able to go to heaven. I'm very confident that the word of God is true because it's full of love. I believe it because everything God said is full of love. It's accurate love. It's perfect. There's no evil in God's word. The life of God is in it. I felt alive when I asked the Lord to save me, believing on Jesus Christ. I felt his peace, his presence. But I believe him because it's in the word. I trust his word. I trust his word more than anything else on this. I trust his word more than what I see. More than what I sense. More than what I think. I trust the blood of Jesus. I trust Jesus. I trust the guidance of the Holy Ghost. And I trust the word of God. All forms of darkness is defeatable. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mighty move in and throughout your life. Preparing for a new year, trust God. Do everything according to his word. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our loving Lord.